joining us on the line right now, very busy guy who's coaching soccer and paying attention to the Buffalo Bills. He is the Bills insider at BuffaloBills.com, our buddy Chris Brown. Chris, thanks for coming on with us tonight. I know it's your night off. I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
A lot of quarterback talk tonight. Let me start with the not obvious one. Jeff Toole, what did you think of his performance? What do you think it means as far as moving forward in the battle for the number two quarterback job?
I think it was pretty encouraging, and I think it mirrored a lot of what we've seen in the spring and, you know, in the first part of training camp here. I think the biggest differences in his game from last year to this year is his decisiveness with where he's going with the football. I think he really kind of got himself into some good shape. I remember talking to him back in June, and I said, you know, are you leaner? You look leaner. You look quicker. And he said, yeah, this is probably the best shape I've ever been in my life. My body fat percentage went down like 5 percentage points. And I think we saw evidence of that last night on the read option keeper. I mean, yep. He caught the Giants completely off guard, and it was hard to catch him. I mean, he eventually ran out of bounds himself. But I think he's just done everything to make every facet of his game better, and we're seeing results of that. And I want to say this. The one area where I think he's really looked good is when he climbs the pocket. When that first read isn't initially there, he keeps his eyes downfield, but he can sense the pressure, and he climbs the pocket and then delivers the football. Now, he did get caught one time on the sack, got bailed out by the penalty, but more often than not, I'm really encouraged with what I see there. I mean, that's what an advanced quarterback in the NFL does. You know, kind of it's been in the league 4 or 5 years, and to start seeing that for him in his second year is pretty encouraging.
Let's take a call about Jeff Toole from Bill. Bill, you're on the air. You had some thoughts on Jeff Toole.
Hey, Murphy, thanks for having me.
Sure.
I got two questions. I'm going to start with the quarterback, Jeff Toole. I think he had going last night. My question is, minus the Kansas City game from last year, do you think it would be smart from a coach's standpoint to maybe start him sometime in this preseason? Just to maybe get him some reps with the ones and maybe against a first-time defense?
To start Jeff Toole in preseason, Chris, if they do that, I'd be doubtful, but I don't know. I wouldn't do it unless you're talking about the fifth and final preseason game. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, the backup quarterback's always everybody's favorite, and it's no different in the preseason, apparently. I think what everybody's got to remember is this. The most important priority right now is getting EJ ready to play in the regular season. That is priority number one. Nothing else comes before that. So unless you are wholeheartedly convinced that EJ is ready for the regular season in the next preseason game or the one after that, you know, then I could see taking that step just to see how good Jeff can be with top-flight talent. But let's not forget, last night he had Robert Woods to throw to.
Yeah.
And I think by most accounts, Robert Woods is considered a starting player on this team. I know some people might wonder if that's the case after where he came on the field last night, but I'm really not putting a whole lot of stock into when he came on the field. You know, I think Toole is right where he needs to be right now with the second unit. See how far you can take that and see if you can cement the backup job behind EJ.
Bill, you had one more comment or observation?
Yeah, I actually do. The play on Chantrell Henderson, I called in earlier earlier this morning and had a discussion about it on Mike's Open the Bulldog. I think his play it really impressed me. He was going against one of the top DNs in the league. I mean, they made a good comment that, you can't predict that to happen throughout the whole, you know, four quarters in a normal season game. But do you think maybe, you know, with this week coming up, playing against a strong, stellar Panthers defense, that it could earn him a spot maybe to move over at guard or maybe the other side tackle, you know?
Well, yeah, thanks for your call, Bill. I like the way that Chantrell Henderson played last night. And he's clearly, I mean, a better player now than he was a couple weeks ago, I believe. But I wouldn't move him around, Chris. And the fact that he can play and stood up pretty well against the Giants is great. And it signals, I think, and Collinsworth talked about this a lot in the broadcast last night, it signals some real depth on that Bills offensive line. But when Cordy Glenn's healthy, I'm playing him. And I think they've already got enough candidates for other guard and even right tackle spots. But your thoughts, Chris,
yeah,
what do you think?
I would agree with that. And it's always harder to find the tackle. And I think you found a young guy that can really develop and become even better. The ceiling on him is very high. And I think what Bills fans finally got exposed to last night is the tremendous physical gifts that Henderson has. I mean, 6'7", 331, arms that go on forever, and, you know, he can move those feet around. pretty darn good. I mean, he was going against Jason Pierre-Paul last night, who is not only a premier pass rusher in this league, but who is very long-limbed and athletically gifted himself. So it was very intriguing for me to see pure athleticism at its most elite level with experience in the league going against the rookie with physical assets that at least last night looked comparable. I think any mistakes that Henderson had were mental. And once that gets right, I really think there's a long ascent that he could be on for this football team.
Hey, Chris, speaking of offensive line play, I saw a couple of kind of quick athletic moves by Chris Williams getting out in front of a couple of plays that I thought, this guy might be good. Now, I don't think he was perfect, and I didn't grade every snap, but I think Chris Williams could be a pretty good addition to that offensive line. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of those analytic reports weren't very favorable for him, and I unfortunately think too many Bills fans took that as gospel. And I don't think you can do that, particularly at offensive line, because there are so many nuances to playing those positions, tackle, guard, and center. And I think to have a veteran who's proven himself at that position the last two seasons and plays it above average, I think is a whale of an upgrade at left guard compared to what they had to deal with there last year. I mean, it was a rotating or revolving door, and, you know, I think they just really wanted someone that they feel can just go there, play there, go 16 games, and they don't have to worry about it. And that's really what Chris Williams is. Is he going to be spectacular? No. But he's going to be steady. And I think they would take that right now at left guard.
Yeah. Let's take a call. Chris Brown is on the line with us, the Bills insider for BuffaloBills.com. Gary in Cheektowaga, your thoughts tonight, Gary.
Hey, fellas. First, I want to say I was glad Andre mentioned Jerry Butler, because he's my favorite growing
up. Yeah, me too. That was great.
But what gets aggravating as a Bills fan is they talk about, like, he's only had 10 games last year, and I get that. And when you had the opportunity to play him more, I don't care what he did stats-wise, but just give him more opportunities and reps. Maybe the NFL's got to go to giving them the red jacket, you know, so nobody gets hurt as far as quarterbacks go. But I think just play him, you have an opportunity to play him in games that don't matter. I think more reps and seeing coverages is more important than, you know, playing Tool and Thad Lewis more in the game. I think I agree with Chris. Getting EJ ready is the most important thing in this preseason, and I don't see how 10 plays gets him ready.
Well, and that's a good point. In fact, Chris, when you mentioned that a minute ago, I thought I agree with you, if getting EJ is priority one, some might say we'll play him more, but you don't want to expose him to injury. You don't want him, I think, and you may disagree, Chris, you don't want him playing behind an inferior offensive line. You don't want too many reps for EJ, and there's four more games. There's plenty of opportunities to get EJ ready to play, I think. I have no problem with the 10 plays that he got yesterday. But your thoughts, Chris?
No, I would agree with that. I mean, that preseason game yesterday was gravy. I mean, it's an extra preseason game that, you know, 30 other teams don't have in this preseason. You know, I think the scrimmages against the Steelers coming up are going to go a whole long way, and you know, quarterbacks can't get hit in that scenario. So, you know, those are valuable reps that he'll get against a 3-4 defensive front that he's not seeing very much in training camp right now. So, you know, I kind of factor those in as valuable reps that he'll get over the span of 2 days coming up after the Carolina week. It's going to be interesting to see how much he does play against Carolina. I think it'll be a little more, but I don't think it'll be a lot more because, as Murph mentioned, I mean, you're going against the best pass rush in the league last year when it came to sacks in that Carolina front. So, you know, he might only get 15, 16 plays next week or, you know, coming up on Friday here. So, you know, I think it's going to be gradually increased. You know, I think that third and fourth preseason game coming up here for the Bills will probably be when he sees his most action.
Let's take one more call for Chris Brown. It's from Mark in Tonawanda. Mark, good evening. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, two things. I think that EJ's had a lot of first-team reps over the last, you know, last year going into this year. And I think it doesn't get any easier in your first preseason game where he was last night, to be able to just separately kind of throw the ball around the field. I think at some point talent's got to start showing itself a little bit better than it has different things. But on the flip side, I think they may have a little bit of a gem in Jeff Toole. I think he just comes out. I'm not talking about the arm. He just comes out and he looks through his reads. He looks like a more of an NFL-ready quarterback with less talent than Manuel. from a physical standpoint, but he just looks more of a ready NFL quarterback. That was my assessment. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, I don't agree with that, but Chris, what do you think?
Well, I think we also have to remember Jeff Toole's going against second teamers.
Yep.
And that makes a difference. I think we've seen it in the past, and some coaches have done this, where they get a little pie-eyed on how their backup is playing. They play him in the next preseason game against the ones for the opponent, and things look a little bit different. Now, I'm not saying Jeff Toole isn't capable. He might be able to get there in time, but I think we have to go back to, yeah, they're both second-year players, but DJ is the number one guy. They're riding him, and he has to get ready, and he's the guy that's got to take the reps against the ones. And, you know, 2 for 7, I think, is very hard to make an assessment on. I think we really got to get more of a book on EJ through the course of this preseason. I mean, it's not unlike, Murph, what we saw in the first week of camp. I mean, EJ didn't look that great the first week of camp. Second week of camp, he looked appreciably better. So let's see what happens in the second preseason game and see if he looks appreciably better there with hopefully more snaps.
I'm on board with that. Chris, we'll see you tomorrow down in down at Fisher. Thanks for coming on with us tonight. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Chris Brown, Bills Insider at BuffaloBills.com. You can catch his work. His evaluation is Bills Roundup of last night's preseason opener against the Giants. That's up right now at BuffaloBills.com, along with several other takes and notes assembled from the press box in Fawcett Stadium in Canton last night.